May I have the stance, Miss Huddleston? Christy Huddleston grinned. I have to warn you, David, I'm not a very good dancer. Then we'll make the perfect couple. Christy joined David Grantland on the wide lawn in front of the mission house where she lived. David, the young mission minister, looked especially charming today. He was wearing his best suit and his dark hair was slicked back neatly. Christy was wearing her favorite dress made of bright yellow linen with crisp white lace down the bodice. In her braided, sun-streaked hair, she wore a matching yellow bow. Today, Saturday, April 6th, 1912, everyone in Cutter Gap was wearing their Sunday best clothes, which for most people here in this community were not much more than rags. Christy's dress was by far the nicest. It was Miss Alice Henderson's birthday, and Christy and David had arranged a party in her honor. Miss Alice had been a pillar in the community ever since she helped establish the mission school where Christy taught. She cared for the sick and ministered to the needy, and Miss Alice had often been a wise voice in times of trouble. Everyone from this mountain cove knew and respected her. People had even come from as far away as El Paino and Cataliche over rugged mountain trails to attend her birthday party. It was turning out to be quite a celebration, too. On this early April afternoon, the air was warm and sweetly scented. The great Smoky Mountains in this remote corner of Tennessee had finally begun to cast off the winter gloom. Children danced and twirled to the music of dulcimer and fiddle. The mountain women wore sprigs of flowers in their hair. Even Cutter Gap's gruff Dr. Neil McNeil wore a daffodil in his lapel. It was also different from the fancy afternoon teas Christy used to attend back home in Asheville, North Carolina. She'd left her well-to-do family to come teach in Cutter Gap just 4 months ago. When she'd first arrived, these mountain people had seemed backward, poor, and uneducated. Sometimes Christy had even found them frightening. But many things had changed, herself included, in those few short months. And now when she looked around the lawn, she saw past the shabby clothes and the bare feet. Instead, among the crowd, she saw some of her students and her friends, and the memories of Asheville seemed a little dull by comparison. David had just put his arm around Christy's waist when suddenly three large hogs came racing across the lawn, squealing loudly. They were being chased by Creed Allen, an energetic 9-year-old. Two of the hogs which lived under the school had bright pink bows tied around their necks. Creed was carrying a third bow.